Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
And so today is part three in your Entrepreneurial Growth Sprint series. What are we going to cover today?
Well, you know, to grow rapidly, there are four things you need to focus on. You need to define what's essential and get everybody on the same page. You got to get right people on the bus with you. You got to give them the resources they need and hold them accountable. And then you have to get out of the way and let them do their jobs. So this week, we're going to focus on resources. I had a young entrepreneur recently reach out to me on social media, and he was pretty frustrated. And he said, why do they call them venture capital firms? He'd called in a bunch of VCs. They'd all turned him down. And, you know, he's actually got some revenue, and he just wasn't far enough along for them to be interested. And he was pretty frustrated. He said, you know, there's really not much venturing about them. They're kind of capital funds, but not really interested in doing early stage investments. And I feel his pain. I mean, I've lived in this world too, and there's not nearly enough seed and early stage capital in the southeastern United States. But I think if you're going to do one of these sprints, you know, it's really important if you're going to attract capital to frame the plan in terms of what investors and other resource providers want to see. So venture capitalists is kind of a cottage industry. People who have experience in business and have been successful, they raise money for their fund based on their success and their relationships and their experience. And each one of these funds can have a different focus. And so if you're going to raise money from them, you've got to align your business plan with what they're interested in. You probably need to do, you know, as much due diligence on them as they're going to do on you to make sure that they're the right partner. Angel investors, they can be more flexible. You know, they've made their own money, so they tend to, you know, be a bit more intuitive in how they invest. Now, angel funds like Venture South, you know, they start to have processes and appear a bit more like venture capital funds. So they're kind of in between venture capitalists and angels. But either way, I mean, I think it's important, you know, if you're going to present your plan and try to attract investment, to understand who the investor is and what motivates them, isn't it?
Well, it is. You mentioned doing some due diligence on the investment funds themselves, the VCs, the angels. How do you do that? Do they have public information where you can see who they've invested in and so on and so forth?
Well, a lot of times they'll list their portfolio company on their website, right? They'll tell you who they've invested in, or you can use services like PitchBook to find out who VCs have invested in. And you know, you can go to LinkedIn and find those companies, and maybe you'll find key contacts at those companies and contact them and ask them about their experience with the VCs. And, you know, do they like them, and were they successful? I guarantee the VC is going to do something similar and consider an investment in you. You know, something that's really interesting is non-investment capital. One form of that is small business investment research grants. A lot of times federal agencies will provide small businesses grants. I know a couple of companies that have had some pretty significant SBIRs, $1 million or two. And it's particularly interesting when the federal agency can not only fund the product development, but be the first customer. I know a firm, for example, that has some satellite technology, and they're dealing with Space Force. And so Space Force is not only funding what they're doing, but if their technology is successful, you know, then they'll be the customer. There's other kinds of non-investment resources that are available. I know I was involved in Milwaukee, which is a technology company, and we got a low-cost lease from Clemson University for their incubator, and so they didn't make a direct investment with us, but, you know, they helped us get an asset we needed, which was a lab. Earth Fair, we opened a lot of stores, and vendors would provide us free fill when we opened a new store. And what that meant was they would stock our shelves with inventory that they didn't charge us for. And what they were trying to do is incentivize us to open new stores. Well, that's pretty cool, isn't it? So, you know, there's creative ways that you can find resources too.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time today and for episode 3 in this series. And we will talk to you next week for the last episode.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again, and anywhere you find your podcasts, you can hear this show again. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.